I found the only food was made from weeds mixed with ground-up bones, tree bark, and clay.
The famine was awful. People were eating almost everything that could be swallowed. They ate straw from the roof.
Using this straw and such substitutes of food, they became ill and they look something like a fat man, but it was the beginning of their illness.
We had a camel, two camels, our family had. Finally, of course, we ate him, our family. So we ate all cats, dogs, horses, everything.
I have seen piles of corpses, half naked and frozen into the most grotesque positions, with signs of having been preyed upon by wandering dogs. I have seen these bodies, and it is a sight that I can never forget.
Shafroth cabled Haskell that the body of a Russian assistant who recently died from typhus had been dug up and eaten. 10 butcher shops, he said, had been closed for selling human flesh. Americans read that Shafroth himself had been eaten.
The government tried to stop people eating corpses, and they led a propaganda against this, and they tried to put guards in the cemeteries in order to prevent people from eating dead bodies.
Grandma told me about it. When the dark was coming, they put a huge lock to save children, because children were the main target of cannibals.
There were cases of killing children by their own mothers, by their own parents, and eating them. Some mothers did that for mercy, but some mothers killed them to feed other children, especially very small babies.